Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. It's good to be here. Wow, what a week, huh? I'm sitting here in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio this week. A pleasure to have you join me. Appreciate you pulling up a seat and sitting back and taking a listen to Auto World every week. Thank you very much. I do have my head bucket on, and I'm going to make sure that our bug shield here is clean so we can drive down this Auto World road together. Make sure you've got your driving gloves on, maybe your head bucket on, better known as a helmet, because we're going to go a little fast today. Why not? We've got a lot of things to cover, of course, here on Auto World. Every week we do, of course. Auto World is 3 hours, and 1, 2, and 3, and it's live. And so I want to point that out to every one of you that if our great Auto World affiliates are taking 1 or 2 hours, not all three, then, you know, just holler at them, email them, or call them and say you need all 3 hours, because every hour is different. And I like to make it fresh, of course, all the news you hear, all the fun we're going to have here. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit about that parking ticket that's in the $1 million range. Oh, $6.5 million. What? Oh, yeah. Yep. So, but today on Auto World, you're the star as always. You are, folks. Without you, I love helping you, all of you, no matter where you're sitting. And how to get help is to use that cell phone. Use your fingers on that cell phone. Use it as a keyboard if you're sitting, of course, listening on GCNLive.com along with our Auto World, great Auto World affiliates on the radio stations throughout coast to coast that we are. Thank you. But you use your fingers and type an email into me and say hi, just to say hi. And maybe your Auto World this last week hasn't been as good as you wanted it to be. Gas mileage bad? Not as high as you'd like it to be? And why? Questions like that. What can I do, Mark? I've been around the automotive garage for 45 plus years now. It's amazing how time flies. It really does. And I'm so happy that I still have all my tools. No, not. Yeah, I do have the Snap-ons. I have some Craftsman in there and got some Cornwell and got a whole bunch of different brands. But my fingers, my thumbs and my fingers and my arms, you know, it's a very, very dangerous, risky business. You know, when you put a car up on the lift and you're walking up underneath that bad boy just to do a transmission service, take, you know, the 20 bolts out of it to dump hot transmission oil all down your hands and your arms. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, things like that. The smell of it, you know, sometimes it splashes. Oh, boy, have I been in the splashes. Oh, yeah. Seems like every time I do a transmission service, even though I've got the right, you know, drain pan. It's big. It's, I think the drain pan on that thing is 4 feet by 4 feet, so all the splashes go in the pan. But you still make an oops every once in a while. You know, we're human, of course. So, but a lot of things happening in the garage at all times, so the greasy garage. And that means that you live, I don't care who you are, where you live, and what you drive, you're going to end up in an automotive repair shop somewhere. Yeah. And maybe even a glass repair shop, because those stars, those rocks, bounce off that windshield. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So kind of get familiar with and go out and hunt for people in the automotive garage, the people like the windshield people that you like, the repair people that you like, the transmission people that you like, maybe even a tire shop, you know, close to your house. Get familiar with them. Say hi. See if you like them. Because that's where you want to take it when you do need. Because you never know when you're going to need tires or when you might need a flat tire fixed. And that's what it's all about. Or you might need someone that can help you get your car running. Yeah. It's click, 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 click in the driveway, and you don't know what's wrong. And you think it's a battery, so you go out and get a battery, and you put it in there. Well, there went that $135. And that's on the low end. It seems like I've been seeing these battery prices along with everything else going up in value. Price. Are they going up in value too? We hope so. But yeah, so with that said, I was very honored here a couple weeks ago. I want to do a shout-out to actually four people. Of course, I'm broadcasting. Where I'm broadcasting live from and where I live is in Boise, Idaho. And I'm very proud to, and was very honored. My friend from my junior high days, Norm, he lives in Washington now. And his brother's down from Alaska. But they moved from, I've known him since junior high. He came down from, they lived in Fairbanks, Alaska for quite some time. And he went to Washington and is living in Washington now and with his brother there. And they made a surprise visit to me here in Boise and said hello. And it's been a long time since I've got to see both of those. So I'm going to do a little shout out to Norm and Kevin right now. And there's our shout out horn. What's this? Where am I going with this? Well, first and foremost, it's best to have. That's what life's about, is to have friends and good friends, friends that don't forget you and you don't forget them. And for a friend to drop in on me and say hi, went out to dinner and visited, of course, good times again. And we go back, of course, reminisce about things that we did back in the past. And he reminded me of some things that I didn't think I did, and I did. And so, but then at that point, then he said, "Come on out. I want to introduce you to my aunt and uncle and the gentleman Chuck and Barb." And I want to do a shout out to both those, because Norm and Kevin, they said, "Come on out and take a look at Chuck's car collection." Anyway, and yes, I did. So a shout out goes out to Chuck. Special guy and his wife Barb fed me dinner and we're all sitting there talking about good old times. But Chuck's got a great car collection, unbelievable car collection, not too far from where I'm sitting here right now in Boise, Idaho, out south of Meridian, Idaho, and where of course all of you listening on KBOI AM 670 and 93.1 can hear me, and that's amazing, you know, his car collection. But one thing that he's in a wheelchair, of course, and now because of age and all, and he's doing okay. And Chuck, keep your chin up. And I was very honored. Chuck, actually, we've got talking about cars, as I do. And he said, "Hey, you know anything about updraft carburetors?" And so I said, "Yes, I do. I actually own an updraft carburetor, and on one of my old cars." And he just grabbed me and he says, "Come on, follow me." So I followed him. We went out to a shop, and next thing I know, he let a person that he just met to grab some tools, his tools, and I got that. He's got a 1932 Buick. It's a Model 50, folks. It's a beautiful car. Chuck, you found a really awesome car, but I was very honored to. I'm thinking, he's testing me. I got to get this Buick running. I did. I was proud of myself. I got it going. The first bump, it fired right up. Kevin fired it right up after I did some point adjustments and some other things to it. And that took me back, because today, all of us, everyone that's listening to me, of course, if you've got an antique vintage car, you know what points are, condensers are, and coils. Today we have coil packs. We don't have any points anymore. We don't have any condensers anymore. Things have changed. And to be able to, I was honored to be able to think in my own file cabinet upstairs underneath this head bucket, better known as a helmet, that I've got on, that I do remember what I'm doing in the old vehicles. And I was honored to get Chuck's 32 Ford operating and run, 32 Buick, excuse me, going again, Model 50. Beautiful black car, a little four-door. And then we took it for a little ride. That's what it's all about, folks. That's the love affair for a car, automobile, is to get in it and enjoy it and really, really sit back in it and say, "Hey, wow, a 32 Buick. This is, you know, a 32 Buick. Power steering, what's that? Power brakes, what's that? Air conditioning, huh?" You know, things like that. That are you really appreciating your creature features that you have? Stereo, huh? What's that? There's a lot of things. But one thing, the 1932 Buick Model 50 that Chuck has there is louvers out in front of the radiator. I said it, louvers. They open and close according to what the temperature of the engine should be. Isn't that interesting? I think we should all vote for that on our new cars today. Besides that, it keeps the temperature of the engine running correctly at all times. But my vote goes out to those louvers because they look cool. Oh, yeah. We come back. We're going to do another shout-out and welcome some brand-new Auto World affiliates to our AW affiliate family. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Road 66.
Good to be back with you, folks. I'm honored to have you join me every week here on Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, sitting in the Greasy Garage studio. And, Jay, the loudmouth gender, everybody has a nickname here. He keeps the studio real good and clean. That's what it's all about. Well, today here on Auto World, we're going to do a lot of fun things. Trivia, of course. Let's shoot out a trivia question out there right now. This one back in 1962. Let's go back in 1962 because that was the very first fuel-injected, turbocharged V8 engine, and it's introduced in an Oldsmobile Jetfire car. Love the name. Love the model. That was 1962, fuel injection. And today, as you hear me every week, preach to you about putting fuel injector cleaner in your fuel tank, please do. Just one bottle. It's like a vitamin for your fuel injectors and your engine. I'll do another shout-out right here, right now, here on Auto World. There's our shout-out horn. Let's do a shout-out for a brand-new Auto World affiliate, KUHL AM 1440. And FM 106.3, taking Auto World. And that is, folks, you listening, I appreciate that. You're taking Auto World for Saturday morning, and that is in the area of San Luis Obispo, Santa Maria, California. A little touch there of Santa Barbara. Love, I've been, thanks, Pat. He is the operations manager. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. KUHL, AM 1440, and FM 106.3, right there in St. Luis Obispo, California. I've been down your Lighthouse Road. I love it. Love it. Driving that road, curling back and forth, getting in and driving into that lighthouse is beautiful. Just beautiful. Right there on the coast of California. Also, I want to do another shout-out here quick to we've got a couple more Auto World affiliates, folks, at more than merrier. Oh, yeah, big long one. There we go. Thank you, Alex, Axelrod Alex. WWPR, 1490 AM. Taking the 2 hours of our Auto World show, Sarasota, St. Petersburg, Florida. Brayden, Valerie, and Valerie's the owner of the station. Thank you, Valerie. Appreciate it. Love to be in Sarasota and St. Petersburg, Florida there and all the surrounding towns. Appreciate each and every one of you listening and tuning in. Also, WOCA, AM 1370 and 96.3 FM, 2 hours of Auto World, Ocala, Florida. Owner Dan. Dan, thank you. Appreciate it. In Silvery Springs Shore, Citrus Springs, and also a little touch of Gainesville, Florida. Big Daddy Don Garlitz. Oh, yeah. Drag racer down there in Gainesville. Good to have you folks listening up to Auto World every week. It's an honor and a privilege to be behind the silver microphone for all of you. If you ever have any questions, please do. Feel free, like all of our other great Auto World affiliates and our listeners listening coast to coast, to email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And, of course, our phone number here, live, 855-660-4261. Do a lot of things here on Auto World, as you charter members know. And let's give you a little taste. We're playing the brand name. Here's a little taste and a tease what we're doing all 3 hours of Auto World. First and foremost, if you don't get an hour of Auto World, holler at your radio station, but also you can go to get it this week, GCNlive.com. I've got the brand name game going, and what that is, I was going to do it for 2 weeks. We're going to do it for a whole month. Four shows each week. We have Auto World, of course, so we have all month long. Brand name game, what we're doing here, whoever comes up with the highest, largest, biggest number of their brand name that's in their car. So go around your car, your truck, and count how many times you read Ford, Chevy, whatever brand you're, Subaru. And we are going to go ahead and count not only the name, but I'm going to be counting the logos too. So if you see the logo, even on little stickers underneath the hood, where it has the emission and the timing or the idle, or a routing chart for the Super Team belt. You might even see a logo there. I'll throw in your way right now. Even the owner's manual works. Yeah, owner's manual's got the you know, you don't have to go page by page. You can if you want, because the highest number, whoever comes up with the highest number will win our great gift package here on Auto World. So we're doing that, of course, all 3 hours. And you feel free to email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. F-Series truck sales are out, folks. And I also have the EV sales report. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And the United States EV market share for 2022. All 3 hours, so we're going to start at the bottom at number 12, the very first hour here. 12 best plug-in hybrids. Cars, that is. Hybrid cars, yes. Mm-hmm. 12 of them. So we're gonna hit start at the bottom, going up, and of course the third hour you're gonna hear the top four. Second hour, real quick, is your cat missing? Oh yeah, go head over to our Facebook page. You'll see the catalytic converters in a big pile. There's $1 million of catalytic converters stolen in that pile. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that. Also, EMFs. Do you know what an EMF? What's that stand for? EMFs. I've got a report out from Consumer Reports that we're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, I have got for you a recall. A recall that you might not own one of these cars. Oh, by the way, this recall came from Nate, a program director right here in Boise, Idaho, that actually put me on in Boise, Idaho on KBOI AM 670 93.1. Thank you, Nate. 93.1 FM. Thank you, Nate. He sent me over this recall and says, this is kind of interesting. And I, you know, messaged him back, said, I'm sharing it. I'm doing it. So it's something that you might not be able to afford the car, but it's a recall that means a lot to you, to every one of you. One little part means so much. Even the most expensive brands can have a oops every once in a while. We're going to get to that on the second hour, third hour of Auto World. Woo, yeah, we're getting to top four best plug-in hybrids are going to be there. Also, no 10 and 2 needed on the third hour. You know what I'm talking about. How do you grab your steering wheel? 10 and 2, 10 and 2, 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock, left hand and right hand. Well, Argo, A-R-G-O, Argo, self-driving, backed by Ford and Volkswagen? Oh, yeah. You want to see it in action? Head over to our Facebook page, Auto World Radio. Facebook page, my name is Mark Evans. Go ahead and head over to that Facebook page, too. Please do. And then, of course, we're going to have email. I'm going to go into the email bag, of course, as I always do every hour of Auto World. And they're all new to me. Stump the Chump is what we like to call that. Eddie, the engine emailer. He's in the studio. Hey, Eddie. Woo. How you doing? Good. He's shaking his head. He's ready. He says, get to the email. I will. Just hang on. We've got a $6.7 million parking ticket here, Eddie, the engine emailer, that we got to talk about, too, on the third hour. So stay tuned for that. So first and foremost, you're the star of the show, folks. Our number, 855-660-4261. Email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Love to hear from you. Break time. Did you put your M&M dark chocolate M&Ms in the freezer so they'd be cold on the break? I did. We'll be right back, right here from the Auto World Plaza in Boise, Idaho.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. An explosion at a fireworks storage area ripped through a market in the Armenian capital of Yerevan on Sunday, killing 2 people and injuring 60 others. That's according to the Armenia Emergencies Ministry. Clouds of smoke swamped the surrounding area after the blast, sending shoppers scurrying. No suspected cause was immediately reported. It's an early exit for rental help in Mississippi.
Mississippi will end its participation in the federal rental assistance program. The state still has $1 to $30 million in federal cash to run what's locally known as RAMP. Monday will be the last day to apply for assistance once the state finishes processing the remaining claims. Ending the program is part of a larger agenda from Republican Governor Tate Reeves. He believes ending the program will encourage people currently receiving rental assistance to get back to work. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Yes, I go to apply the horn, I push on the center button, what do I hit? I hit the buttons to shift the bad boy in reverse accidentally. I was in drive. I went for the horn because, well, ball went out and the little child ran out and I hit the horn. Well, that's what happens when you're driving an Edsel, because they did put the push buttons in the center where the horn cap was. Maybe that's one of the reasons why the Edsel didn't make it. Boy, it likes to blow up the, when you're in drive and you push the R for race, I'm in reverse, tends to blow things up in that transmission. And say goodbye to the park pole, too. Good to have you back right here on Auto World. You know, you're thinking here, a lot of talk's been going on about electric. Electric cars, gas cars, diesel cars. A lot of talk. Next segment, we're going to be talking a little bit of Soapbox Derby. Head over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans. Instagram account is Auto World Media. Take a look at the photos we've got up there. Have some fun there. Of course, an Auto World Radio Facebook page, Soapbox Derby. Oh, they didn't need no stinking engine. All they needed was gravity. No argument about yours is electric, mine's gas. Yours is propane, mine's hydrogen. No, just gravity. We're going to share with you next segment a little bit of history about Soapbox Derby cars. Where it came from and why and what year. Why not? It's always fun. United States EV market. In 2022, here's the percentage of share base that these car companies own. You know who's on number one slot, probably, more than likely. Number fifth spot. We're only going to do five. 9.2% is some off brands that I won't mention, but we're going to number four now, a brand that you know about, Volkswagen. It's got 4.4% of the EV market share in 2022. Ford is number three, folks. Ford is number three with 6% EV market share. Number two is Hyundai, 9% market share of EV, the EV electric vehicle market share for 2022. And you know who number one is? Of course, you all see him around driving around. Starts with a T. Tesla. Guess what the market share is? 71.4%. Wowza. Some more, a little bit of news for you, of course, right here on Auto World. Ford. The sales report came out. Their EV sales are up 168.7%. And out of that, the F-Series truck. Yeah, the F-Series truck, series there, 21.1%. So y'all like those trucks, I believe, huh? Looks like it's Ford, too. Okay, it's time. Right here on Auto World, plug-in hybrids. Do you have one? You've been thinking about one? You kind of think, I don't want all electric, Mark. I want a little bit of gas, too. I don't want to rely on all electric. I don't want to rely on all gas. I do want the high mileage, Mark, in a vehicle. And how am I going to get it? Is it with a hybrid? Well, I have 12. 12 models for you folks to save you most of the money that we could possibly save. Hybrids. You can plug them in and they also burn gas. It's the car, the vehicle that when you pull up next to them, you don't hear them. They're just sitting there. But when they go to drag race you off a stoplight, they punch the go pedal and the gas engine lights up, takes off, and usually blows you away. Number 12 is the Mini Countryman. The annual fuel cost of the Mini Countryman is right around $1,850. The fuel savings, roughly, over a five-year period is $2,500 with this hybrid. Yeah. 73 miles a gallon of gasoline, equivalent to 29 miles per gallon. Starting price for that Mini hybrid Countryman is right at about $41,500. The electric range, by the way, 17 miles. Number 11 on the list. We're going up. The list, first hour, second, and third hour, you'll hear the top four on the third hour. Number 11 is a BMW 330e. Annual fuel cost about $1,800. Fuel savings over 5 years is $2,750. And electric range is about 23 miles. Starting price on that car is $42,950. Number 10 on the list is the Mitsubishi Outlander. Lander. Mitsubishi. Annual fuel cost about $1,600. Fuel savings over 5 years about $3,750. Ooh, the numbers are going up. Electric range on that one is about 24 miles to the gallon. And then starting price on that is $36,995. Let's do number nine. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid. Annual fuel cost on that is $1,350. Fuel savings over 5 years is $5,000. These are hybrids, folks. Hybrids. The electric range is about 32 miles. Starting price is at $46,978. Coming up on the second hour, we're going down up the list, actually, 876. And then third hour, we're going to dig right in there and see what we got. We got an email coming in. Let's read it, Mark. Okay. Now, I've got the brand name game going. And remember, sometimes like my motor mouth here gets going so fast, you might have to go back and take a listen. And the way to do that is on the podcast. You can go right back. Just Google Auto World Mark Evans and click on podcast. And then you can go back and listen to whatever hour I was speaking a little bit too fast on. Because the stats are stats. You need them. You got to have them to save money. Brand name game. I want you to go around. I got a great gift package to give away to each and every one of you that comes up with the highest number of the brands, the brand of your vehicle, the logos, and also the name plate that's on your vehicle. Go around, take a look, trunk, hood, under the hood, in the glove box, in the owner's manual, and let me know what you got. And this gentleman here, he says, Ray. He says, hi, Mark. Ray here. I counted my car. This is a brand new, fresh email. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. Hi, Mark. Ray here. I counted my car brand 10 times on the parts of my car. Printed, he said. He says, listening to you on KBOI AM 670 right here in Boise, Idaho. Well, Ray, let's do a shout-out. Let's do it together, Ray. Shout out to our great affiliate right here in Boise, Idaho, is AM 670, Newstalk AM 670. KBOI, and of course 93.1 FM side. 50,000 watts on the AM, 48,000 on the FM. We are out there, and I appreciate Nate, the program director, again, for taking the show. And it's good to be with you, Ray. Ray, if you would, 10. I've got you down for 10 times now, the highest number. I've got small little gift packets for everybody gets a little gift. And then, of course, the winner, Ray, also gets the big boy gift that we're still having sponsors pour in, you know, some good prizes in that bag. So, Ray, appreciate it. Thank you. And that's how we do it right here on Auto World, the brand name game. 10. Ray, send me an address through email if you would. I can send you a great gift package out. And since I'm in Boise, I might even drive it over and hand deliver it to you. Why not? That's what it's all about. So, coming up on Auto World, there's been a lot of talk about hydrogen. Yeah. A little bit of hydrogen. And I've got a little bit of news about hydrogen. It's coming up here on Auto World in the next segment. Not right now, so stay tuned. That's going to be shocking to you. But we're going to talk about it. So, have you ever thought, you're out driving around in your electric or your gas automobile, and you see these sports cars passing you. Now, what is a sports car, first off? Is it Corvettes, Mustangs, Challengers, Chargers? It is. Maybe even a Mazda, Miata. Maybe that could classify as a sports car. Anything that just passed you in a two-door coupe. Period. Two-door coupe means that you roll down the windows and there's no post between your driver's door and the back window. When we return, hydrogen. And also, I've got for you, which state attracts the most sports cars? Is it the state you're living in right now, sitting and listening? Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll be right back. Take a little short break. We've got some secret sauce from all of our sponsors for you.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I got my head bucket on, and we're safe then. And thanks for riding shotgun with me. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World right here on your favorite radio station, wherever you might be listening. And I do want to say thank you for pulling up a seat. It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm very honored. A little trivia right here, right now, here on Auto World, talking about a brand of automobile and EVs and all that. What was the most stolen car in America in 2022? I could actually rephrase that because I'm going to give you the answer. What was the most stolen pickup truck in America in 2022? 2022, it's the Ford pickup. Wow. I understand Kia and Hyundais are really getting, well, keep them close to your door. Keep them locked. Keep them in your garages. Keep them close to your front door if you don't have a garage, carport, or no carport. Kias and the Fords and the Hyundais are really, the kids are taking them on joyrides, folks. They've got an immobilizer. Let me point something out real quick. And then we're going to have soapbox derby history. There's an immobilizer, little round ring around your key where you're putting your key in. And this is for you folks that have a key, the Hyundais and the Ford, you know, F-150s, 250s, the older ones. I mean, I'm talking a year old so. The immobilizer is a little round ring that goes around your key, and that's a security system. The kids have found out, I'm talking 18, 19-year-olds, they found out how to break the plastic that covers that. They found out which two wires, they just break that apart, touch them together, and off they go, driving your automobile. And then they're videoing it and putting it online. Yeah, it's like a big joke. And so keep them close, okay? Keep them close to your front door. Keep your eyes on and make sure that your horn works, because that's when your security system goes off. The horn's going to go, you know, that's the annoying neighbor you've heard before. Oh, that's over in Europe, across the pond. Well, you folks over there know what I'm talking about. Okay, let's do it. Little soapbox derby for you right now.
Well, I built my first race car when I was only 8. It gave me this here big scar because the wheels weren't nailed on straight. My next car was a rocket.
All on gravity. No arguments about EV, no electric, no gas, no diesel. It's all gravity. Did you happen to race a soapbox derby? Automobile? Car, I guess we could call it. If you did, I'd like to hear if you did. I never did race them. I wanted to, but my dad and I, he was busy at work. We never had time to build the soapbox derby car. But we did go to an Americana Boulevard here in Boise, Idaho, and we watched them. And I do remember that. And that's, I guess, I've got oil in my veins, I don't have blood. I've got oil. Soapbox derby. What is it? Well, first off, why is it called soapbox derby? The name soapbox originated from the fact that these little human-powered machines were made from wooden soap crates and roller skate wheels. That's why it's called Soapbox Derby. The Soapbox Derby is a youth car racing program, of course, which was started in Dayton, Ohio, in 1934 by a group of friends who constructed racing cars from scraps of lumber in 1934. In 1935, the race moved to Akron, Ohio, during the 1950s and 1960s. The Soapbox Derby in Akron, Ohio, drew up to 70,000 spectators in the 1950s and 60s, folks. All on gravity. Who could possibly shave, clean, figure out, not only make those wheels go straight, no wobbling, but to carve that body, aerodynamic. I'm sure there might be a few of you out there right now listening that you are maybe a designer for a car manufacturing company because you started the Soapbox Derby. Because that's where it all starts, is when we're young and doing it. You know, when we're young, that's where it's all at. If you are, I'd love to hear from you. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. And that is good at all times, folks, all times. No matter how your auto world's happening, good or bad, I want to hear from you. Now it's time to go to the email bag. Eddie, the engine email, hand me the bag, please. There it is. Thank you. We've got an email bag here. I'm diving in now to get an email. Whoa. Eddie, there's a lot of emails in there. I've got to get to work. So, email bag. This what this is where you send me an email asking me to help you with your car questions. You might have a leak or a smell or a rattle or a noise, or it's pulling to the right, it's pulling to the left, it's not getting good gas mileage, things like that. And that address again is AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Eddie goes through those, and then the 911s. If you put 911 on it, then I'll get to you right away and get you fixed. And that's what it's all about. These I never read here before. They're all new to me. This is called Stump the Chump. Eddie does not let me see what's in the bag, and here we go. Says, hey Mark, awesome show. Well, thank you. Says, thanks for being here. You're very much welcome. Randy here, listening in my man cave garage in Corning, Arkansas on Saturday morning, then going over to GCNlive.com for your Sunday show. Well, thank you, Randy. Appreciate it. He's listening on, he says, KLID AM 1340. Let's do a shout-out. Shout-out. Oh, yeah. Shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate, our Auto World affiliate there. In Corning, Arkansas, KLID AM 1340. Pickett, Arkansas. Hopefully I didn't butcher your town's name. Pickett, Arkansas. Dexter, Missouri. Western West Plains, Missouri. Mountain View, Missouri. Popular Bluff, Missouri. Also reaches in that area. Proud to be on your station there. Randy says, I'm driving a Hyundai Optima that has a left brake light out. Do you know if I can replace just the bulb, or do I have to replace the complete housing assembly? ? The dealer is saying the whole housing has to be replaced at $732. Thanks for your help, Mark. Randy, listening in Corning, Arkansas. Randy, wowza, $732. Yeah, those housings are spendy in the back and the front. The headlight housings are, whoo, lots of money. Hyundai, yes, I do know Hyundai and Kias. I've run into that too, Randy, where I have to, you know, I can't replace just the bulb. It's a circuit board, and the bulb is part of that whole entire housing. So I got to say, I believe the dealer is right here, Randy. You might go online and check online and see if you can't find, you know, dot com it. This is no plug or anything, but maybe even Rock Auto might even have something for you to save you $100 bill there, because they are spendy just to have. One bulb, all the bulbs work, but if you've only got one bulb out, isn't that annoying? But, you know, think about what a price of a ticket would be when they pulled you over. Oh, your brake light's out there, Randy. Randy, send me back an email. I hope that helps. Rock Auto and, let's see, car-parts.com. Car-parts.com also, Randy. You can find a used one there that'll be good and clean. You'll see a photo of it and all. I'm giving you the keys to the auto world kingdom now, Randy. Cars-parts.com. Randy, send me an email address back. I'll get you a really awesome little gift bag sent out to you. Appreciate it. From Corning, Arkansas. Never had anybody email or call. It's a pleasure to be. Honored, Randy, to be with you there. Coming up on the second hour, it looks like the garage door is coming down here. Oh, we didn't get to the hydrogen. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about hydrogen plant. Yep. Hydrogen plant coming on the second hour. Also, EMFs. What's that stand for? Also, we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going up the list on the 12 best plug-in hybrids, second hour. And I have a recall brought to you by and coming into the studio here from program director from KBOI AM 670. I'm Mark Evans. Thanks for joining me. Drive safe and motor on.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.